Town Talk Media Productions brings you this edition of The Town Talk Show, your local source for information for Brownfield, Meadow, Wellman, Terry County, schools, civic events, people of interest, and much more. We are the voice of Terry County. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Town Talk Show. This is Eric Wharton coming to you in a pre-recorded setting this time. We will not be having Facebook Live or live. However, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, letting you know that we'll be visiting with Gina Caswell Kelly here in just a minute. She's going to be talking about the BEDC, Forward Brownfield, and things they're doing, plus also Lemonade Day coming up here in just a little bit. Before we get to that, of course, we need to get to our weather. As always, our weather is sponsored by people at Poca Lambro. Poca Lambro has all your internet and phone needs right here in Brownfield and all of Terry County. Right now, the high is looking like it is 70. It is about 74 degrees right now, about a south wind of about 13 miles an hour. Today's high is going to be 90 degrees. And then tomorrow, we hit 99 to 100. I guess kind of depending on where you're going to be at. And so it's going to be a pretty warm day on Wednesday. Thursday, another warm day at 98. Friday, 87 degrees, and so we have Thursday and Friday, we have about a 30% chance of showers, and then on Sunday, the high is 90 degrees, skip Saturday, I guess, sorry, 92 degrees on Saturday is the high, Sunday the high is 90, with a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, evening time, so hopefully we'll get some more rain and get it on some of these crops that have been already planted and everything like that, so anyway. With that being said, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to be visiting with Gina Kelly about Forward Brownfield or Brownfield Economic Development Corporation, what's going on with them, and then plus also talk a little bit about Lemonade Day. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whether you're hauling tools and equipment to a job site or your family to a weekend getaway, count on the lineup of versatile, hard-working Ford trucks and vans to get the job done. Their rugged capability, outstanding performance, and legendary dependability earn them the label of Built Ford Tough. Find your Ford truck or van at Brownfield Ford, located at 1708 Lubbock Road in Brownfield, and go to www.brownfieldautomotive.com to check out their inventory.
Brownfield ISD continues to be a place of cutting-edge education. Brownfield ISD offers expanded college and career readiness pathways with free college courses and entrance exams. Our classes are built for the future of our students with small class sizes and advanced curriculum for students and teachers in grades K through 12. We have a successful athletic program, an award-winning band, and other great extracurricular programs. With the passage of a $40 million bond, Brownfield ISD has new and exciting things coming. Brownfield ISD has big city programs with a small town feel. And at Brownfield ISD, we want you to see us rise.
At Sundown State Bank, there's nothing more important than people we serve. Dedicated to community development and involvement, our roots are in Texas, and we're proud of it. With five branches across West Texas in Brownfield, Denver City, Leveland, Sundown, and Wall, we are positioned to serve rural communities with excellent rates, personalized service, and trustworthy banking. Explore our banking services at sundownsb.com. Sundown State Bank, your choice for local banking.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Weather can be unpredictable, so it's important to be ready, come rain or shine. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience, so customers can prepare themselves when skies get rough. contact Farmers Agent Judy Bestler at 806-637-6461 to find out how she can help you protect the things that matter most to you. That's Judy Bestler at 806-637-6461.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Thankfully, decisions are easier with a 2-cheeseburger extra value meal for $7. Complete with 2 cheeseburgers, medium fries, and a medium soft drink, like a Coke. Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We're going to be visiting with Gina Kelly.
Yippers.
Gina Caswell Kelly.
Oh, you don't have to always throw the Caswell in there. But,
why not, right?
Well, you can.
It's a family. I mean, you know, there's a lot of...
It's who I be.
There is a lot of Caswells.
There's a ton of Caswells. Yeah, you can't throw a rock without hitting somebody I'm related to.
I'm telling you. Yeah, that is true. You know, a lot of people here in Brownfield, Terry County, there's a lot of kin to kin also.
There is a lot of people that are kin to each other in Terry County.
It's just weird.
Really strange. There's all kinds of connections. And usually also, if you go deep enough, you can find a union connection.
Really?
I mean, it seems like everybody's got, my grandmother went to school at Union. My sister's husband went to school at Union. Yeah. I mean, there's always
That's some kind of a union connection.
True.
That's very true.
Even as small as Union was, there's that connection. So
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So, of course, obviously, we're getting ready to do Lemonade Day.
Right.
Coming up and everything like that. Before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the EDC, kind of what's been happening. We're about to go into budget sessions again.
Right.
And so budget restarts on October 1. But
the fun time of the year.
But we've had a lot of...
We've done a lot of things this year. The changeover from IDC to EDC, Industrial Development to Economic Development, has been really good for Brownfield. We've been able to help a lot more businesses that we were not able to under the state guidelines that we had before. And everybody needs to understand that we do have to follow state guidelines. The rules are not our own rules.
No, they're
it's,
not.
It's
no.
all state rules. And so we have to follow what they have for us as a type A or type B corporation. And so, you know, the rules that they have are the rules that they have, and that's what we have to do. But we have been able to help several existing businesses, and we've, you know, helped some new businesses coming in. But not everything we do is about money. We have also helped when bringing Bell's to Brownfield. Worked really hard on, you know, the broker guy that was trying to get it, make it happen.
Yeah.
He called me and said, "I need you to sell Brownfield." Well, that's what I do best. And so I worked hard and got all the information to him, and he said that was the clincher.
Yeah.
So even though we didn't offer them an incentive, they didn't ask for us an incentive, ask us for an incentive, we played a big role in getting them here.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of things that we do that don't necessarily involve handing out money. I mean, I have people come in my office real often that want just business advice. And, like, what do you think about this? I'm thinking about opening up this. And so what do you think about it? Well, where would be a good place for it? And, you know, not even about how much money can you give us.
Right.
It's about how much help can you give me getting started. And then we also have other resources. I go to conferences and things, and I know that there's like small business loans and things along that line. If you don't qualify for whatever reason, for if your need doesn't meet in with our qualifications, there's a small business route that you can go. And so I have access to a lot of that information. So people always think, well, they're just handing out money. Well, that's not nearly all we do. We do a lot of things. And what we're going to talk about today is just another one of the things that we do.
One of the things that was real happy with the new Cub sign.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't that look great?
Oh, it does. Yeah, and that's a part of an incentive. Or, well, I don't know if it's considered
an incentive. It's an incentive that we did, yeah. You know, that old Cub sign had been there since I was in high school.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute.
Just kind of.
Yeah, it was time. But, yeah, we were able, we have two different types of grants, and they applied for the matching grant for that. And so we paid for half of that sign.
Yeah.
Happy to do it. And then they're also going to do some work on the building, which we are doing some of the funding for that. You have to fill out the form, qualify, all the things, and then it has to pass city council as well. Just because it passes us doesn't necessarily mean it's a done deal. It has to pass city council.
Right.
But our city council has been very gracious and recognized that our board is making good decisions on all the information that's been given them, and they have trusted the board and gone with whatever the board has suggested.
Of course, being on the board, so I'm not real... I'm probably not real, what's the word? I'm not going to buy it.
He's got a bias.
But, of course, Gina knows this, that I'm like, hey, just give him all the money.
I know.
I have to be reined in, you know, because I want to see everybody be able to get what they
– Yeah.
I want them to get what they need, but I also want to see them get what they want. But I understand that we have to draw back on certain issues and things.
Yeah, we do. And we have to be careful and very cautious that we treat everybody the same.
Yes,
and we have to have, you know, follow the guidelines. But we have to always go, okay, well, now, you know, this is my expression. If we do this, what are we going to have to do down the road because we did this? So we have to make sure that we don't set a precedent that we can't follow. We've given, I hate to use the word given away, but we have awarded quite a bit of money this year, more than we have any other year that I've had this job. But then we did the changeover from industrial to economics, so our hands were a lot freer as far as what we could help with locally. But we did award a lot more money this year, which I'm pretty proud of.
I am.
You know, I'm always looking at the bottom line thinking, oh, my gosh, we don't want to give away all our money yet. But, you know, we've done some great things this year, and there's great things coming down the pike as well.
There are. And, of course, we're probably in savings mode now a little bit, I guess.
Well,
but
yeah, it's kind of – I don't know if the summer is a natural slowdown or not, but the traffic into my office as far as people wanting help, assistance of some kind – has slowed down lately. We've got about, I think, 5 or 6 packets out that I'm anticipating hearing from some of those people. But it has slowed down a little bit. It generally picks up right after the first of the year. People, I guess, get together at Christmas and think, you know what we ought to do?
Yeah.
And so that's when I start seeing some pickup. But in the summertime, it does slow down a little bit. And I think once the school year starts, it'll kind of kick back up a little bit. But you know, and all our money comes from sales tax. We are not funded by any property taxes or anything else. So we get a percentage of what the city gets. We get like 0.1%.
Yeah, it's 0.5 cents.
Yeah, we get
whatever it is.
Get basically half a cent out of every cent, you know, everything they get. But anyway, so what we get usually in a month, I would think, the average is about $45,000 or so. That's kind of like, if you figure out an average for the year, we get about $45,000 a month. For our little portion, our tiny little portion that we get is that much.
Yeah.
And it just always amazes me that there's that much money changing hands in Brownfield, you know, because we don't get like the RV sales place. That's out of the city limits.
We don't
get anything off of that.
Yeah.
And a lot of our sales in Terry County have to do with ag, and a lot of that is non-taxable. And so I can't imagine where all this money is being spent that we get so much of it, but you know, that our part is that much.
We're very grateful, though.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm anxious to see. I think probably in our next month, sales tax, maybe bells will be reflected in
that a little bit.
I think
so, too. This last time, you know, I wrote the story just the other day, and it didn't – I don't think it had bounced that way
I think it'll be reflected in the next one.
Because everything is
basically
about a month, almost a month and a week behind.
Yeah.
From
– we kind of figure like it's about 2 months behind.
Yeah, so
– so I'm anxious to see if there's any – change, if it's a significant change or not. I feel like there will be a little bit, but it may not be huge. But anyway, everything you buy in Brownsville helps the community. I mean,
exactly.
You know,
it does
in so many ways.
Absolutely,
but
it does. Yeah.
That little tiny percentage of that sales tax that we get, you know, that just enables us to be able to help more people.
Well, you know, when you're filling up gasoline. Mm-hmm. We get a little bitty portion of that, too.
A little
too.
Tiny bit, yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, really? Well, yeah. So, you know, there's that idea that I'm going to go to Lubbock. While I'm in Lubbock, I'm going to fill up.
Right.
You know? Lately,
I can use my United points and get it cheaper.
Well, yeah. Now, you can. Of course, the other day I tried that, right, and it didn't work. It didn't let me put in my number.
Oh.
And I was like, really? What? Why? Anyway, but that's okay. But recently, though, Brownsville and Lubbock, the fuel costs are about comparable. I mean, there's not much of a difference in.
There's not.
You know,
I was going to Lubbock the other day, and I was going to meet my daughter-in-law, and I said, well, I'm thinking about whether or not to fill up with gas before I leave town or not. She said, well, I filled up, and it was like over $4. I'm like, no, I'm going to get Brownsville.
You just might as well, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, and if there's no more than just a little bit of difference, why not fill up in Brownsville? I mean, just keep your money local.
Oh, absolutely.
And
when we
look at awarding incentives to people, we like to see that they're spending their money locally as well. We just, City Council did first reading on one this morning that was – they had a list of all the money they had put back into Brownsville's economy through local businesses.
Like over $3 million
like 4 years.
Yeah.
They had put over $3 million back into Brownsville's economy just by doing business locally. And it makes a huge difference. It's not just like, oh, shop local. That's not just a slogan. It makes a difference.
Yeah, and there's only a few things that, like windows, we don't have anybody that does windows here.
Mm-mm.
As far as like replacing windows or anything.
Yeah, I think he's out of business.
Yeah,
now.
And so which would love to have someone if they ever decide they want to.
I've kind of been working on that a little bit.
Have you been?
A little bit.
It'd be kind of nice to have that person.
It would be nice to be able to do everything we need here locally,
exactly,
but I understand that's not always the case.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing that's been really exciting to me. You know, Ace Hardware's coming in.
I was about to ask you
that. We have, John, the guy that's bringing the Ace Hardware to Brownsville, one of the things he said is that he has his first store is in Childress, and that Childress is comparable in size to Brownsville. And he said there are two other hardware stores there, and none of them suffer.
Yeah.
So,
And a Walmart. And, you know, and that they have some kind of, you know, hardware.
Right.
Top stuff as
well. I will say this too. They read our Facebook, and so he saw all the comments that everybody makes about, oh, it's not Walmart. We need Walmart.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, people are going to be really surprised because we're going to carry a lot of the stuff that you would have found at Walmart.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be different.
I think you will be excited when it opens up and you see what all is there.
Yeah,
I can't believe we're going to finally have that strip mall full again.
I know. Yeah. And what
that
they're doing to
me.
It right now, the
paving and
it is put on new air conditioners, and
it all looks so good right now. And and then, you know, as the city gets that park fixed across the road over there, I just think we're going to see a whole lot more traffic driven that direction, and I'm anticipating that we may see more retail develop out that direction. Because that park is going to be so great when it's all finally done.
And
I think it's going to be like a destination
for
coming,
people. August should be when we award the bids.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally.
And this has been a government slowdown. This has not been a city of Brownsville slowdown.
Believe me, it's not our slowdown. You know, when you had the change of the administration, and then there was something.
The government shut down.
The government shut down. Yeah, thank you. And then we didn't realize that the Army Corps of Engineers had to say, oh, you can move that piece of land to make one big old body of water.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm anxious to see what it's going to look like. What I'm really excited about is that park is going to be handicap accessible, the playground. And that's something we've needed for so long. We have a whole lot more kiddos and adults even in wheelchairs and things like that are differently abled. And I think we're going to see so much fun over there.
I think so, too. I can't wait either. Very much so. Well, that wrapped up the first segment.
Yeah.
But that's okay because we always want to get kind of find out what's going on in the EDC world.
Right.
Because it does impact you.
And it's a lot of fun.
I mean, you know,
what I do is a lot of fun. And sometimes I wish I could do more. But, again, bound by the state laws.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there's state laws that tell us, no, you can't. You're like, yeah, you can. And they'll be like, no, you can't.
No, so, no, you thought you could.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Lemonade Day. So
yes.
Stay tuned.
Experience ultimate comfort with BNS Heating and Air Conditioning, where you can always count on us for fast service that keeps you cozy year-round. We make upgrading your system easy and affordable with free estimates, flexible financing options, and cutting-edge energy-efficient Trane products that deliver long-term savings. If you want to cut through all the BS, call 80-663-60050 or visit www.bnsheatingandair.com now to secure your appointment and take the first step towards a more comfortable home.
Terry County Veterinary Hospital is your first stop for your animals' well-being. Dr. Jim Ridenour and staff are committed to keeping your pets and animals healthy and happy. Terry County Vet provides quality medical care for all animals, large and small. We want to make sure your pets, livestock, or show projects are taken care of. Whether it be through maintenance or emergencies, Terry County Vet Hospital is there for you and your animal. Call 806-585-6363 to set up an appointment or stop by their location on the Lubbock Highway between Brownfield and Meadow.
For 88 years, Lintigar Electric Cooperative Incorporated has been serving its members. Since 1938, our team, whether it's the linemen out in the field or the dedicated staff behind the scenes, has remained focused on one mission. Serving you. Commitment and service. It's all part of being a cooperative, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Lintigar Electric Cooperative, owned and operated by those we serve.
State Farm Insurance in Brownfield has a new agent, Jenny Coor. Jenny has decades of experience with State Farm Insurance in La Mesa and is ready to serve the Brownfield community. Visit her at 201 East Hill Street in Brownfield or go online to jeannycoor.com or call 806-637-9200 to let Jenny help you customize a coverage plan that protects what's important to you, your family, your belongings, and your finances. Jenny Coor can assist you in creating a solution that's tailored to your needs with options such as safe driving rewards, bundling, and discounts.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30 by 15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. And rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come by your local Kubota dealer at Terry County Tractor, 1203 Seagrays Road in Brownfield, or 8504 Highway 87 in Lubbock.
All right, folks, we are back. We've been visiting with Gina Kelly. Gina Caswell Kelly. It's funny because I put your name, Gina Caswell Kelly, all the time on the Making a Difference.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it's weird because sometimes it'll tag you.
I know.
Sometimes it won't. And I'm like,
sometimes
what?
I've gotten on Sunday mornings. I just kind of look for it to see if it's been on there, if it's on there
so,
or not.
Anyway. So. But we have Lemonade Day coming up, and it has been kind of a. This is the third or fourth year coming up.
I think this is the
fourth year
that we've done this. And real excited about it. It seems to me like it's grown every year. Mm-hmm. What Lemonade Day is, and I know there's a National Lemonade Day and all the things, that this is just our own Lemonade Day.
Yeah.
And what it is, we sponsor this because it is an opportunity for kiddos to learn how to make money. And it's not just about, you know, putting a stand out there and selling lemonade. We give them when they go to register at the Brownfield Credit Union. You know, we have a checklist for them of, like, you know, how many cups do you need? What do they cost? How much lemonade mix or lemons and sugar do you need? What is the cost? Mm-hmm. And then you have your total cost, and then you figure out how much you're going to sell your lemonade for. So it's basically a tool to try to get kiddos to understand that there's a cost. You know, yeah, right. You're going to make money, but you have to take out what it cost you to make that money in it. And I think it's been a good, really good tool. And I have, you know, we have on our form, it says this is how business operates. You have to know what your input costs are.
Yeah.
So you can, that helps you determine how you're going to make a profit.
Yeah. And their little stands, that's really neat. You know,
yeah.
Some of the kids, or all the kids and parents, I guess, but mainly the kids, they kind of go all out.
Some of them do. They make really cute stands, and they're just really eye-catching and a lot of fun. And it doesn't have to be just lemonade. You can sell cookies, brownies, whatever. You can. Some, we've had people get us selling like little bracelets that they've made,
yeah,
or
yeah,
things, you know, things along that line. You can sell little craft items, whatever. So it's not just strictly all about lemonade, but it's just about learning how business works. And it's just a fun day. And they go to the credit union. They can start registering at the credit. Well, they actually started registering yesterday,
okay.
June 8th. At the credit union.
Sorry, this is pre-recorded.
We're recording in advance, so I'm trying to do backwards math. But registration did start on June 8th at the credit union, and they will give you, and it doesn't cost you anything. You just go in and sign up, and you don't have to sign up to participate. But the reason we want you to sign up is because you can get the little worksheet that talks about how much, and then how much you need to make. But then it also has a little kind of a business guideline, is like, you know, as far as like keep things clean, be careful how you handle the food, you know, all the things like that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that they keep a list of addresses. And so when it gets to be lemonade day, then we will publish if you want us to. If you don't want your address published, we don't have to do that. That's optional for you. But we publish the list of addresses on Facebook. And so that helps people know where to go.
Yeah.
And so I know a lot of people that every year they look for that, and they copy down those addresses, and they head to every one of them.
Yeah. Maybe next year, it's probably too late this year, but maybe next year we can do a which stand looks the best contest.
Well, I guess we could still do that. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, but just kind of that little incentive of, oh, hey, I want mine to look really cool.
Yeah. But you know, so many people participate. I mean, we've had Harvest Festival Queens that set up booths to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's okay if your parents help you, for sure. If it's a family affair, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a fun day. I always look forward to it. I load my pockets with dollar bills and head out. And I'll be real honest with you, I don't even drink lemonade, but I'll buy lemonade every stand and get down
stand.
The road,
yep.
Pour it out, and go to the next one. But I'm just not a huge lemonade drinker, but I will buy the snacks and all the things. And there's a lot of people in town that do that same thing. So it's a great opportunity for your kids. You may think, oh, man, this is a lot of trouble. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't think that. This is a good time for your kiddos to learn a little bit about the business world and just have a little opportunity to make a little extra money.
Well, and it costs nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it gives some. It gives your kids, it even gives you as parents something to do. You know, we hear that every once in a while, Gina. Well, there's nothing to do here. There is a lot to do.
Yeah.
So we try. I know the city tries. I know the EDC. I know the chamber, the school districts. You know, they try to make sure things are happening as much as possible.
We try our best to keep your kids as busy as we can, but, you know, the bottom line of that is it's your responsibility. But this is just a good opportunity to get your kids a little bit busy and give them a little extra spending money and hopefully learn a little bit about how the business world works and understand that, as we have always said down through time, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, give them a little idea of what it takes to actually make money.
Yeah.
That, you know,
mm-hmm.
that mom and dad aren't just a wallet walking around.
Exactly.
You know, that there's a little more to it.
Learn to earn it, and that's the key.
Yeah, and I'd love to figure out more things that we could do throughout the year to educate kiddos on how to make money and just grow up little entrepreneurs and help them to start early thinking about business. And as I'm getting older, I think, I wish kids knew about retirement. You know, I wish that, you know, as kiddos are going off to work, not these little lemonade kids, but the bigger kids, like our graduates, you know, as they're going off to work to get to already start thinking about retirement
one day and
putting aside for that. Because, you know, you're not going to be able to live on your Social Security, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, so. You can't. Yeah, that's huge.
It was never designed for us to live on.
No, it was not. No.
But it's really not now, not in our economic times. But our town has always been so, so good to support our kiddos, and anything they're doing in Lemonade Day is no different. They just turn out and support so well. So get over to the credit union and pick up your form and register, and so we'll have your address down, and let's get ready for June 27th.
June 27th, Saturday.
Lemonade Day, it's a Saturday. It's from 10 to 2. You can run your hours whenever you want to. None of this is written in stone. You can run your hours however you want to run them, but what we have is from 10 to 2. So if you don't want to stay there till 2, don't feel like you're tied into that. You don't have to. If you got family, something you got to do that afternoon, this 10 to 2 is merely a suggestion.
Yeah.
That's kind of when we'll be out looking for you.
Yes,
but,
we will,
You start as early as you want to. You run as late as you want to.
Yeah, and if you start out real early, you might have some breakfast burritos with the lemonade.
This is true. I have seen that before. But we have had as many as 18 to 20 lemonade stands during Lemonade Day. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of times kiddos will call a business and say, hey, can I set my lemonade stand up in front of you? Ooh La La nearly always has somebody in front of their business. Pickle Patch usually has somebody in front of theirs. You know, it's just get creative. You know, you don't have to just always be in front of your house. Find a place where there's going to be some traffic.
That's right.
And get your parents and set up there. I know Peter Friesen's kids set up one time over at Next Door Rentals, and right there on Seagraves Road, a lot of traffic. They did really well. So
that's funny.
Yeah, one year there were some kiddos set up at Cottage Village.
Yes,
and
they were.
And the people, the residents there, just loved it.
Oh yeah,
they were coming out to watch.
Well,
so
they should. That's one of the, that's so neat. I love
it. It's just a fun day for everybody. It's something we look forward to every year. So I hope you will go to the credit union. Thanks to Rhonda Duncan and her crew over there.
Yeah.
They are co-sponsors of this with us. I hope you'll get over there and get registered and start planning your stand. And, oh, my goodness, sometimes the kids have on, like, lemon shirts.
Yeah.
And they'll
have
just lemon everything, and it's just the cutest thing. So it's a fun day, so
it
don't miss it.
Day. It is a fun day, and I'm sure Pickle Patch might have some kind of lemon stuff.
I bet they do. I was in Ooh La La earlier, and they had a lovely little lemon dress, but it was a little strapless number, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to wear that for the show, so ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, so anyway, all right, folks, thank y'all for listening in. Thank you, Gina, as always.
Surely, surely.
Coming in and letting us know what is going on again, as always. As always, if you have an event or something like that, contact me at eric@towntalkradio.com, eric@towntalkradio.com.
And if you have Lemonade Day questions, you can also email him for that.
Yes, you can, and I will make sure they get to the right spot.
Yep.
I mean, it's not, you know, a couple feet over.
Or just text me or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Know.
So anyway. Pretty
much everybody knows my number, so just text me. It's fine.
Exactly. Well, everybody, you have a great day. God bless, and stay safe out there.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Media. You can hear Town Talk every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 a.m. on the Town Talk app or towntalkradio.com. If there is a story or event you would like us to cover, call us at 806-637-0030 or email us at eric@towntalkradio.com. Town Talk Media, the voice of Terry County.